Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
It's Monday, December 9th. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page has named Court Van Osteren as the next prosecuting attorney. Van Osteren tells KMOX about his background.
I've most recently been a federal prosecutor where I prosecute armed robberies, firearms offenses, drug distribution, fraud, embezzlement, identity theft crimes. But I also have somewhat of a history in politics. I ran for Congress in 2018 in the 2nd District of Missouri, and I spent that time really hearing from voters in St. Louis County about the issues that are important to them. And so those are both experiences that I think are important to this role. You know, you need someone as the county prosecutor who understands technically how to prosecute a case, secure a conviction, all of the sort of specialized knowledge that goes into that. But you also want someone who understands how to listen to the community, how to make sure that the community's values are reflected in the office's priorities. And so that's what I hope to bring to bear as the St. Louis County prosecutor. And I'm extremely excited for this opportunity and for the faith that Dr. Page has put in me.
Van Osteren is set to take over from Wesley Bell as St. Louis County prosecutor when Bell joins Congress in January. However, Governor Mike Parson contests County Executive Page's right to appoint Van Osteren and said he is the one with the legal authority to make such an appointment. Parson's team is confident they can legally appoint someone else, and they have sued Page.
Democratic Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth sparring with a Republican lawmaker over the proposed appointment of Tulsi Gabbard to serve as Director of National Intelligence. Senator Duckworth telling CBS News Gabbard is a horrible choice because the senator believes the former U.S. rep from Hawaii has promoted Russian propaganda.
I mean, Russian-controlled media called her a Russian asset. So I do think that we have a real deep concern whether or not she's a compromised person. And frankly, the U.S. Intelligence Committee, the U.S. intelligence community has identified her as having troubling relationships with America's foes.
Duckworth's comments on Face the Nation countered by Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma.
Tulsi Gabbard is still Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army. She commands the reserve unit here in Oklahoma and Missouri. If she was compromised, if she wasn't able to pass a background check, if she wasn't able to do her job, she still wouldn't be in the Army. And so Tammy is absolutely dead wrong on this, and she should retract those words. That's the most dangerous thing she could say.
Gabbard would first need to be confirmed by the Senate for the position. Republicans hold the majority there starting in January.
Law enforcement engaged in a shootout on Highway 67 yesterday in Jefferson County, where they shot and injured an armed man who was wearing body armor.
Festus Police Chief Doug Wendell says his department got a call of shots fired just after 11 a.m. at the White Castle.
The vehicle made a right turn to head southbound on the 67. Where it then struck a concrete median barrier and flipped around and ended up in the northbound lanes of 67 in front of the Dollar Tree. At that point in time, the suspect did step out of the vehicle wearing body armor, armed.
At that point, Crystal City officers exchanged gunfire with the man who was taken to the hospital. Police found a woman in the truck, deceased. Jefferson County Sheriff's Department has taken over the investigation and believes the suspect is not from Missouri. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Since last week's large magnitude earthquake hit Northern California, it might have you thinking, what if that happens here? Would you know what to do? KMOX's Maria Kina spoke with the City of St. Louis's Emergency Management Commissioner about the earthquake workshop being offered tomorrow.
And ironically, the timing had nothing to do with last week's quake. But being on the New Madrid Fault, there is the real possibility we could see a large magnitude earthquake, even a 7. That's why Sarah Russell says tomorrow's workshop at the Missouri Botanical Garden will give you step-by-step instructions to help reduce earthquake risk and protect employees, clients, customers, and communities.
Panel presentations to speak to different concerns for staff, surroundings, structures, and spaces and systems. So it really does have, you know, kind of a wide array of information that will be presented.
Russell says it is open to the general public. However, it is geared toward businesses and organizations. Registration starts at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, Nippon Steel is pushing ahead with its $15 billion bid to buy U.S. Steel, including its Granite City plant, despite opposition from both President-elect Trump, President Biden, and the American steelworkers. According to the AP, an official from Nippon says the company sees this as a way to grow beyond Japan's shrinking market, targeting regions like the U.S., India, and Southeast Asia. Unless the transaction is halted, U.S. Steel will keep its name and Pittsburgh base, but become a Nippon subsidiary.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.